Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I am with Kristen Jopp, one of the organizers of the Opioid Forum. And Kristen, when it comes to this Opioid Forum that will be taking place on Wednesday night, what can we expect from this forum? What are your expectations?
Well, we are having presenters from a variety of different backgrounds, and what we're expecting and hoping for is to make a real emotional connection with our audience. We have recovering addicts, we have family members of addicts who are no longer with us, and then we do have some experts as well. So we want to provide information, give people resources, but really kind of make an emotional connection to people who might be struggling with addiction themselves or have someone in their life who's struggling with addiction, and try to make a difference to those people.
Why are we doing this forum on opioid addiction? How difficult, how much of a challenge is this opioid crisis we have here?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge, and it's everywhere. It's not just here. It's everywhere. It's something like 120 people in our country alone die every day from an opioid overdose. It's an outrageous epidemic that is just growing year after year. It's grown five times in the last 20 years. It's five times higher of a death rate than what it used to be. It's out of control. We need to do something to try to reach the people because it has no bounds. There's no specific group of people that are suffering. It's everywhere in every neighborhood, in every age group, in every background, and we need to figure out what we can do to get a handle on it.
And with this forum on Wednesday night, what do you anticipate as far as making that emotional connection? How important is it to have this emotional connection to help put a stop to this opioid crisis?
I think it's tremendously important, particularly when we're talking about our youth. You know, I mean, this discussion, this conversation is open to everybody. It's open to the community and the parents and just everyone. But really, I think we're kind of targeting our youth with some of it. And those are the people who statistics don't mean as much to. You know, that might get lost on them a little bit. So perhaps if we can connect with them emotionally and they can hear from people who have been in the same situation, who have gone through it, and the horrible things that happened to them while they went through it, maybe that'll get them to not want to start. Or maybe they've started and they hear about someone who, you know, has lost their father, lost their brother, overdosed themselves and almost died. How many times? More than once. I mean, maybe that will be enough of a connection to them to say, hey, these people know. They can help me. Maybe I can get some help for myself. I hope everyone comes. I mean, I hope everyone from everywhere comes. It's in the city of Tonawanda. It is not only for the city of Tonawanda. Every age, every community, you know, we want them to be there. We want them to hear this. And we're giving away some great raffle prizes, too. So that might help.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.